Thank you very much, dear Creekwood Church of Christ. Before I came here, we were praying with Julie and Miriam to visit you, and it's a great pleasure to speak for you. It's a great honor to be with you, and we appreciate your hospitality and your welcome. I got some red face today, staying outside in South Alabama. I thought 1 hour wouldn't hurt, but it did. So Ukraine doesn't have so much sun as you have. So, 1/3 of the world's population is under the age 15. 86% of people who accept Christ do so before the age 14. 78% of 2 billion young people are growing up in non-Christian settings. The situation of children is one of the most significant blind spots of Christian mission. Why do we teach children, or why teach children? The statistics that I've mentioned just a second ago laid tremendous challenge before the church and its mission efforts. Let's Start Speaking Language School was conceived for the purpose of meeting these challenges. Let's Start Speaking Language School believes that if the church is to be effective in evangelizing the world, it must direct a significant portion of its mission efforts towards children. Therefore, Let's Start Speaking Language School focuses all its efforts to reach the children of the world with the message of Christ. The name of our school, Let's Start Speaking. Our mission statement is planting the seed of Christ in the hearts of children of every nation, tribe, and tongue. During this presentation, I would like to share a few words about information on the city of Kharkiv, where we live, introduction to the team, our goals and purposes in Kharkiv, overview of the last 2 years of work, what we are looking to achieve in the next 2 years, north side, I spoke for the north side, which is in Roswell, Atlanta area, Creekwood Church of Christ can do to participate. And information on the city. The city location of it is in... That's where the pink area is. It's a northeastern side of Ukraine. It is the second largest city in the country, 2 million people. It is well known as an educational city for the country. 250,000 students get their education. And though people have been living in this area since 2000 BC, it had only been a city for 370 years, and many things have happened in Kharkiv. Last year, we did VBS, and we have overseen congregation in Kerrville, Texas, which is 65 miles north from San Antonio, Hill Country. And two wonderful families came and visited us, Mark and Vicky Coley, Mickey and Peggy Wireman. They stayed in Kharkiv for over 10 days. They helped us with VBS, and they did speaking activities for the students and adults. What we set out to do, we want, by our example, to show Jesus' love to Kharkiv people and bring them into saving relationships with Christ. We want to encourage and equip and enable the local people to participate in LSS language school in English speaking activities, including camp activities. We want these activities to be growing and spreading. Our passion is to work for children and with children. We want especially to organize camps, camps based on the Bible, LSS Christian camps, VBS, EEM, American public school camps. So far, we have founded Let's Start Speaking Language School, established and legally registered an official organization as LSS Language School, made the presence in public school, 77. We have lots of schools in our neighborhood where we live, but one of them is 77, and established good relationships with orphanages. One of them, orphanage called Rodina, in Ukrainian language means family. Developed friendship with public school. as students, the president of the school, and the vice president of the school. Same with orphanages. Second orphanage, we started a year ago, the first one 2 years ago. Conducted VBS camp, Christian camp, with Kerrville friends, and the theme of the camp was "My Life is Good." It was last summer. Our students come from public school, and they come from the orphanage as well. So far, we have built friendly relationships with there are many benevolent funds in Ukraine nowadays, and one of them is Just Some Fire, which work with orphans and provide volunteers for the orphanages. Started free English course, Friends Speak, Bible and in English. I'm using a lot of EEM materials. My wife, Julie, using EEM materials and other materials as well. Seen God working in big and little ways, encouraged Alexeyevka Church of Christ. There are two congregations in the city. One, Alexeyevka, which is northwest of Kharkiv. It takes us from our area, southeast, to come 55 minutes by subway. Quite a distance, and especially in winter, it's a little difficult. Another congregation in downtown location. As a family, we worked together with several couples who came in 2008 to Kharkiv, and they, five couples from Lubbock Christian University Adventures and Missions, and they were established, and we helped them to establish the central congregation and downtown location. We also participate in conferences. We participate in Christian singing festivals where we learn a cappella, how to sing a cappella. And I do translation for a lot of setups. With one of them is with Jeff Abrams and others. What we do, last year, we had 20 kids who came to us, and we introduced them to the curriculum, and with curriculum, we taught them Bibles. In the middle of the program, we distributed Bibles. They received Bibles. They were happy. Those Bibles were EEM material printed in Russian and Ukrainian languages. So when the kids bring Bibles back to their home, they could share God's Word with their parents. So it's a great reach-out opportunity based on the school. The way how we got introduced to the orphanage, I walked in, I knocked on the door, and I introduced myself and said, we're a school nearby your location. We would like to teach your kids for free. This is our curriculum. This is what we have. Can we spend some time with your kids? And it all starts with friendly evangelism. Basically, we're trying to build friendship first. And when we came to and visited with kids, we played activities, different activities outside. We participated with them. And then we became friends with their supervisors and who watch over kids. And we asked them, how about if we do cooking class for you? My first profession before I became a minister and I graduated from Bear Valley in 2002, but before that I received my culinary arts degree. So I worked as a chef at the restaurant. And I loved cooking. So I came there and I cooked banana bread. And the director of this place smelled the banana bread, and she said, "Who is cooking? This is so great. I want to talk to this guy." So we talked, and she invited me to her office, and then we became friends immediately. And then she said, "Take our kids to your office, and you can teach them English through the Bible," which was a great setup. When we found this office in 2016 in January, we didn't have anything there. It was an empty office. But God blessed us with kids later. We invite them. We involve them in different activities. Since I used to be the youth minister, so I have, you know, talent to spend time with kids. We go and play bowling sometimes, but of course we dedicate a lot of time to their education. School 77 on this slide. On this slide, it's hard to see. Well, to the right, to your left, this is the vice president with Julie, with whom we talked, and she said, "Why don't you do master class for us?" And master class is the term we use, demonstration lesson, when our employees come to the school and they show them material and the way how they conduct classes in interactive form, where they play with kids in English, different games. They learn grammar and English, where the teacher is speaking only in English during this class. They sing songs and they do some crafts. Kids immediately fell in love with this kind of methods and teaching, and got connected with the school. Basically, our school setup is the after-school program, a private tutoring, so to say. And we did three demonstration lessons in this public school 77 for different ages, 7 and plus, 10 and plus, and then 14 and plus. In Ukraine, they have public schools where elementary classes and preschool and high school, it's all together in one building, And they have shifts when kids come from 8 o'clock till 2 and from 2 to 6 or to 4. So it's all in one building. They're all together. Also, on this slide, we did a camp. We participated in their camp activities. We came there and we did a game. I wish we could hear some video, but over here we played a cooking jar game. This is, again, our office where we work with children. And when we teach them, we try to play some games, card games, maybe on the sit on the carpet, not just sit behind the table, but try to be active in different form of activity. On this slide, Julie, my wife, she started second orphanage work. The way how we got opened up the doors through the benevolent funds. We're friends with them and they're volunteers. They can come and what they do, they play and spend time with children. So this is how we started. Then a little later, she received, she went through the special course of training where she received a license on how to mentor kids. Besides all of this, she's getting her degree in Christian ethics based on EEM material. And I used to work for EEM as translator 7 years in a row, doing camps with them and for them, where we distributed a lot of Bibles. So right now they're using their material so that we can teach this material in schools, and it's all legal. As long as you have legal paper that you graduated from this university. We keep our doors open. We're very hospitable in our home, so we have all kinds of people who come and spend time with us. This is our home, our apartment. We live in the apartment building. It's a five-story building. We live on the fourth level. No elevator. We walk. Walk everywhere. Again, this work Julie does with kids and as a startup for the Sunday school. So we're hoping we will start Sunday school after VBS program next year. This is Benevolent Fund. Victoria runs this fund, and what they do, they provide for the kids free education, how they can play guitar or sing, and then twice a year the kids show their talents, they try to sing and raise finances for their needs. And this benevolent concert, the name of it was Save Little Mozart. So we participated in this activity too. This is another orphanage where Julie works, some EM material. And just before I came here this summer, before we went to the Christian conference in Greece, we distributed 150 Bibles there in this orphanage. We're connected to Kyiv. Kyiv is the capital of Ukraine, where they have EM headquarters. And we're very well connected, and they want me to take as many Bibles as I can to distribute in the public schools and invite kids and do the follow-up with them. Besides work with children, we have speaking activities. A lot of adults, when they hear someone from United States is in town, they would like to come and listen to them. For example, last year, folks from Kerrville, we had VBS program in the morning, and in the evening we had speaking activities. One evening we had 28 adults who came for the speaking activities. And I do advertise through Facebook, friend of a friend, personal invitations. And they just came, and after several lessons, they received Bibles, and we distributed them. This is Julie's classmates. This is her university where she gets her degree. And one evening, a gentleman who sits to her right, and it's hard to see on the wall, he was released from jail just recently in Donetsk Republic. And you know, Russians, they occupied, Putin occupied some of the territory of Ukraine. And of course, he invaded Crimea, which is the peninsula of Ukraine. But anyhow, that guy, he was well known in Donetsk. And I think Jeff visited him many times, because any missionary who came in the early 90s would go through this guy. So he knew all missionaries from the Baptist Church or Pentecostal Church of Christ. So he would know all information. He knew all the secrets and what's behind the scene and before and in front of. And so he's got a son who is on the wheelchair. And he stepped out from his apartment to get rid of the garbage, trash. He walked outside. 5 minutes later, he walks inside his home, and guns, guys with automatic guns, machine guns, said to him, "Okay, you have a gun on your table. Now you are arrested." They put him in jail. They would beat him up. He said he was praying a lot. He did some yoga. He was there for a year. And he encouraged a lot of those folks who stayed with him to read Bible. So he was released. Poroshenko met him in Kharkiv airport as soon as he was released. Poroshenko is the president of Ukraine. And he was with him on the helicopter flying, so together. He runs religious department right now, this guy, in Ukraine. And I saw him for the spring singing festival. He came and he spoke for us. And when I saw him, I shook his hand and I said, "I was praying for you." And anyhow, this is a tough time, especially when you hear somebody who overcame this basement deal. They put everybody in basement, like in Stalin's time. Can you imagine this? This is crazy. So, but the other parts of Ukraine, safe. Kharkiv is safe. Even Kramatorsk, which is on the turmoil area, which is on the border of the turmoil area, which Azala City works with. So we active in the camps around. We help other congregations with our program, what we do. and we encourage them. Here's Julie receiving her mentoring degree. And on this slide, we participate in different kinds of activities, singing retreats. I translated for Fernando Nasmuth, one of the elders from North Atlanta, May, North Atlanta Church of Christ in Atlanta. At the end of May, it was a seminar. Then I work with IEFS, International Evangelical Fellowship students, IEFS students. This is an organization similar to Campus Crusade, Red Cross, and Arms of Hope. On this slide, very top, this is Jeff's setup, 500 people. And I did translation for the big group time and translated for Terry Cagle there. That's what we're involved in. This is the church which we attend. On this slide, I would like to say a few words. Ukrainian welcome bread. Ukrainians regard bread as the holiest of all foods. The round bread kalach represents hospitality. It also a symbol of eternity. It's a round. And it's offered, along with salt, it's offered as a humble greeting to visitors. A guest breaks off a little bit of this bread, dips into the salt, and bows slightly as a thanks and appreciation before they eat. This is Ukrainian tradition, but this tradition has roots from the Bible, where the salt of the earth, Matthew chapter 5. Ukraine has a rich history, as a thousand years in history, as well as many other European countries. And we consider Ukraine European country. Even Russia is the part of Europe, but they just don't know it yet. Anyhow, when I get back, I will be involved in the opportunities. We will continue this work. There is a lot of text there written, but this is more for the elders, and I will leave this presentation with them to study. We will continue the work with the camps. We will continue the work with VBS. We will follow up with benevolent funds. We will try to build more relationships, which will allow us to reach out to people where we can build friendly relationships, do the camps, do the follow-up, and use Eastern European missions material. We will, you know, be growing. We will be developing new field to work with orphanages. We really want to dedicate our part of our project to orphans and orphanages work. And I can be a go-between or a man on the ground in coordinating, organizing Christian camps in Kharkov. How to be involved? Facebook, newsletters, prayer team, financial support, and I'm connected through emails, Skype, phone, our address, and at the end, I would like to read this psalm. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, His power, and the wonders He has done, so the next generation would know them, even to the children yet to be born, and they in turn would tell their children. Then they would put their trust in God and would not forget His deeds, but would keep His commandments. Psalm 78. This is where we are, and this is where our heart is. If you have any questions, please ask. In the congregation, we have two congregations in the city. Alexeyevka is about 55, and Central is about 45, 50. Yes, sir?
There's at least one area of province that Ukraine is welcome in the church to teach English
I think it's expanding. This turmoil happened in early 2014. And you know all of this from the news, of course. I look at this from a different perspective because I think God used this situation. So where the conflict is, it used to be the Bible Belt, you know, southeastern part of Ukraine. God used this situation. People lost their homes, yes, but they left their comfort zone. And as soon as they left their comfort zone, Christianity spread out to the north, west, and south, to Ukraine, everywhere in Ukraine right now, and even to European countries. So you're right, in Donetsk area, there were so many congregations. Like we have 2 for 2 million people. In Donetsk, they used to have 20 churches of Christ, and some of them home-type congregations. In Donetsk, no. In Donetsk, because this is a turmoil area. This is where the unrest is. So the Russians captured this zone with separatists and their rebels. Did I say it correct? Rebels? Yes. They consider Church of Christ as a sect religion. Predominant religion is Orthodox Church. Do you have any questions? Yes. You can ask any questions about the kids, family, church, any questions, political questions. That's okay with me.
What's your weather like right now?
86 right now is hot. So 86 top, we would have 92 or 94, but never probably 100. Never 100. Yes, but during the winter time, it gets cold. It can be 20 degrees below zero by Fahrenheit, yes, which is Celsius, about 10 degrees Celsius, 15. Sometimes minus 25 degrees Celsius, which is like 30 degrees below zero, but just for a couple of days. On the Black Sea, 30s. So 20s, yep. Yes. Yes, sir. And those are the similarities. In fact, Stan Bryan, who comes from Oklahoma and teaching us, he is using a lot from the Ukrainian culture, maybe some folk culture songs, because. Some congregations, churches of Christ, they think we should only sing a Western type, which is nothing wrong with that. But he comes to Ukraine and he wants Ukrainian to look at their history. And he would say to them, look, guys, this is what's been there in your history. Why don't we sing it? It's from the Bible, Psalms. Let's sing it. Let's learn it. So, and we try to do it. Words, yeah. We use Ukrainian or Russian language, yes. Ukrainian and Russian languages, they're basically the same, like Spanish and Portuguese. Very, very similar. English is main language. Like 90% of kids prefer English, but when they come to schools, it's mandatory to pick one language, whether it's English, German, French, or Spanish. Spanish is getting popular. So about 6 months ago, we had a girl as an employee before she got pregnant and so on and so forth. She is Georgian. So she spoke, of course, Russian, Ukrainian, Georgian, English, and German, 5 languages. And she taught English, she taught German, and Georgian. And we also offered French. So, for example, if tomorrow, I will find 5 students who would like to study Spanish in my neighborhood, I have a friend who speaks Spanish. She's a teacher. So I give her a call and tell her, okay, you have 5 students, hours, so-and-so, twice a week, you will have Spanish course in our school. Would you agree to work 50-50%? She would say yes or no, we don't know. But we offer 50% so that they will create interest to it. Yes, it's a tent-making project as well, besides church working and things like that. They look at our attitude. We show them an example. We speak very openly, very sincere. We say we're Christians. We do things what the Bible is teaching us. Well, would you be interested in it? And when we offer curriculum, we offer interesting curriculum. EEM, they did the job for us. We don't have to reinvent the wheel teaching Christian character traits based on the Bible. And they provide in a very nice, fashionable manner those magazines like Love Wins or about real heroes materials that they distribute in the camps. When we come with those materials to schools, schools are interested in something cool and nice. This morning I went up and Hillary showed me some material in Azalea City for K-4 class, 5-year-olds. She said, why don't you use it? And I asked her, what material do you have? And she said, those books, big books, they come with a kit of toys and Saxon material. They order it online for Azalea City, for their children. And with addition to this material, they add up their Bible curriculum to it. And that's how they teach. And I said, well, why don't you share with me this material? This is a good stuff. I'm going to use it. I'll ask Kerrville folks to get this material and ship it to us. So the acceptance is very open as long as you present it in a nice, fashionable manner because it's all about education. Ukrainians want their children to speak several languages. They want them to go to Europe or United States. One of my biggest dreams is, I have many dreams, but one of them to bring children over here from Ukraine. And we have parents who are willing to pay for their international travels and bring them here maybe 4 or 5 as a first step so that they could be in hosting families from the church, where the kids would learn the environment, learn Christianity, because one of the things when folks from U.S. over in Ukraine, they say this is a part of our culture. We believe in Jesus, we go to the church, and this is our culture. So they would be introduced to this culture, and it will be great success for them, their parents, and it will be the most... I would say the most interesting setup as for Kharkiv, because we will be building bridge in between the schools. School in Kerrville, for example, and school in Kharkiv. Yes, he lives not too far from Huntsville. Not too far from Huntsville, Alabama. No, Muscle Shoals. It's on the border with Tennessee. Yes. Often. He comes at least twice a year. During the winter time, he does retreats, and then summer times, he does camps. Mm-hmm. So it is a very similar program what Jeff does, except he raises money from the congregation in Alabama or somewhere else, I don't know. But what we want to do, we want Ukrainians to pay for their kids. By doing so, we're teaching them to cover their expenses. And this is step number one when we will be financially independent, sooner or later. but we have to start somewhere. And plus, they respect us more when I do this for the Ukrainians as a service deal. They say to us, well, Valery, you're doing a great job or not, and they can evaluate our work. Like folks from Kerrville, they came and evaluated the work, and they helped us. Both. We start to work from 7, 8. Our school works with 7-year-olds up to 16, and then adults. We came up with a logo of the school, adult holding the tree with letters, and kids on the other sides. We did this picture with Julie. This is an exclusive logo. We feel like the school will be open for adults and kids. Right now, it's 60 to 40%. 60 with kids, 40 with adults. We use hryvnia. Hryvnia? Hryvnia. I don't know. Hryvnia. Hryvnias. $1.27 hryvnias. Because of the turmoil, because of the Putin games, it used to be 1 to 8. But then former president of Ukraine, Yanukovych, he fled to Russia and took all billions of dollars with him to Putin. Yeah, unfortunately. I'm sorry? Not necessarily. Gas prices are almost $6 per gallon. Yeah, almost six, five and a half. Yes. Yes. And because of this, prices are equal as far as how the gas goes. Yeah. I mean, you base prices for groceries based on the gas. Housing used to be expensive. We're fortunate. We received an inheritance. Well, my parents are alive, but they were able to come up with the money for us, so we bought an apartment. We have our own apartment. It's a small apartment, 53 square meters, which is, I don't know, 600 feet, square feet. Not a big one, but we like it. So we're hoping with the next child, on the way, we're hoping we will make it bigger. And one of the needs, what I shared with the elders, is of course car. If we would have a car, a minivan, and it would give us opportunity to bring more Bibles to the orphanages, distribute food, it will be easier instead of holding it in your hands. Maybe we can do Meals on the Wheels project and other projects as well.